Welcome to Daily Basic. Here you'll find a daily spiritual reflection. It will accompany you through your day, whatever it may bring. What does it mean when someone prays, "My time is in your hands"? Are they no longer in control of themselves? Have they stopped thinking for themselves and taking responsibility for their own lives? Surely, I can't hand over my time, my lifetime, to someone else. So honestly, I feel a sense of resistance within me. No, my time is my lifetime. It belongs only to me. I'll face opposition from those who nod along, taking this statement from Psalm 31 for granted and thinking it's brilliant, and who parrot what a person prayed 2,050 years ago. My time is in your hands, God. I'm not objecting to this sentence. I'm distancing myself from the pious people who take everything they read in the Bible literally. They say, it's written there, so it must be true. These are intelligent people, capable of thinking for themselves, and yet they are so naive and uncritical in their approach to the Bible. One sentence from the Bible and suddenly my whole existence, my entire lifetime is in someone else's hands, in this case in God's hands. Yes, okay. And what is that supposed to mean now? Exactly. You won't get very far without thinking. If my time is to lie in God's hands, why should that matter? An answer can be found if you read through Psalm 31. There. Someone speaks with utter sincerity about how they are feeling. That is what they say. Deliver me from the snare they have secretly set for me. I'm afraid. My soul and my body are without strength. My life is steeped in sorrow and my days are spent in sighing. I have become a laughing stock. I'm shunned. I'm forgotten. I look like a broken vessel. I'm being bullied. And only now does this sentence come. My time is in your hands. This is not a pious saying that one picks up in passing as balm for the soul. No, this is a sentence of survival. This is about everything about the whole of life. I try to put it in my own words. My God, even if everything about me and within me is broken, even if I'm shunned and the whole world speaks ill of me, even if I no longer know how I am, even if I keep running into walls, even if I have become entangled in lies, even if I am a plaything of others, even if my life is nothing but a pile of shards, the only one I can still talk to is you. I don't know how much time I have left. But this time that remains to me is in your hands. That is how I understand it. And once again, the Bible has convinced me with its sobriety, clarity, and love of reality. That's all for today. See you tomorrow and stay safe.